Electric vehicles have long faced a question around adoption. Where would I stop for my next charge? WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports researchers at Purdue University have teamed up with the Indiana Department of Transportation to create a highway that could charge electric vehicles as they pass over it and remove that need to stop.
Steve Pekarik, a lead researcher at Purdue, understands that his vision is a grand one. Highways that can charge cars, particularly semi-trucks, so that they'd never need to leave the roadway to stop for fuel.
If you can have ubiquitous charging, you really reduce the cost of electric vehicles because you reduce the battery size. You reduce the range anxiety, so people are more, the adoption rate will likely increase. That's kind of an overall vision.
And in the laboratory, they have constructed a way to remotely charge vehicles as they pass over a stretch of highway. On a long table, Pekarik reveals a series of coils looped together. Above them, in what would be the bottom of a truck, another set of coils are similarly looped together. Pekarik says the receiver underneath the vehicle would charge not unlike a powerful wireless phone charger.
If you're talking about how much power is required for a heavy-duty vehicle as it's moving down the roadway at 65 miles an hour, you're talking about, on the order, on average, 200 kilowatts. And to put that into perspective, that's on the scale of about 100 homes.
Critics of the pilot project and other similar pilots argue that adoption of the technology will be a massive undertaking, requiring cars to be redesigned and large infrastructure investments to be made across states. Pekarik and his team say that's why they are targeting semi-trucks for the technology, arguing that truck fleets will make buy-in easier than for individual personal cars.
Envision that you're going from Indianapolis to Columbus, Ohio. That's a large freight traffic roadway, Interstate 70. So you have to have buy-in on Indiana side of the line, but you also have to have buy-in in Ohio.
Less than 3 miles down the road, along a stretch of State Road 231, just outside of West Lafayette, Indiana, construction workers are cutting 85 4x12-foot rectangles in the concrete as cars roll by. Those rectangles will eventually be filled with a series of coils and charged by a generator next to the quarter-mile stretch of road, putting ideas from the lab into practice. Blake Dollier is the public relations director for the Indiana Department of Transportation West Central District. He says he hopes the pilot program can lead to a broader adoption of the technology.
Being able to have this go well enough here that we use it in other places, that's something that we're, you know, really hoping we're able to see.
When this stretch of roadway starts testing, it will look at things like road wear and tear and the effectiveness of the system during different kinds of weather. Jason Hofsetz pulls his car into a charging station outside of the Fort Bend Public Library in Indianapolis. He's been using electric vehicles for roughly a decade and says range anxiety hasn't really been a concern. He's put in the miles.
And so I drove a non-Tesla from west to east coast, but it did take some planning for sure. But every year that planning becomes less and less.
Hofsetz likes the idea of what Purdue is doing, but is skeptical about the investment.
It'll take a long time to get us to that point just because I don't trust our usual roads as it is right now. And I say that having blown a tire out just last month on a pothole. So.
With construction underway, Purdue researchers are set to begin testing their strip of roadway sometime early next year. I'm Ben Thorpe.